that scrambled egg was very pleasant, Elizabeth.
Did you have enough, Arthur?
Yes, thank you.
There isn't any more anyway, is there, Liz?
No.
Oh, and I'm perfectly all right, thank you, Peter. Though I think I might go and help myself to a biscuit and a piece of cheese, if I may.
Yes, of course, Arthur.
Would anybody else care for some cheese?
No, thank you.
Not for me, thanks, Father.
I shall be back in a moment.
He can't bear snack suppers.
Well, I know he can't, but we had an enormous lunch.
Still, he's being very good.
And we know why, don't we? He's trying to keep on the right side of us so as he can get round us about his extension.
Has he mentioned it to you?
Not a word.
He is a funny man.
Shh, oh, he's coming back.
I think Jeremy enjoyed today, don't you?
Yes, yes, I do.
Ah, did you find the cheese, Arthur?
Oh, yes, thank you, Elizabeth.
I was just saying to Peter, I think Jeremy enjoyed his day with us.
Yes, he seemed very full of beans.
I don't think he stopped talking about what goes on at the old bakery the whole time he was here.
Well, he doesn't mean any harm by it, Peter. It's all so new to him.
Well, he could talk about school, too.
He did talk about school.
No, not much. Oh, hand me a plate, darling, could you?
Oh, I'll do that, Peter. I'm going to wash up.
Oh, no, I'll do it.
Oh, but you haven't finished your biscuit, Arthur.
Yes, I have. You two stay here by the fire. I'll wash up.
Oh, that's awfully sweet of you.
If you could just open the door for me, Peter.
Oh, yes, certainly, Father.
Oh, thank you.
Poor old thing, he is trying to please you.
Yes.
It seems awfully harsh to put him out.
We're not putting him out, Liz. He's living here. He's been living here for weeks. My own son can't live here because Father's in his room.
Well, he is trying to do something about that, darling. That's what the extension over the kitchen is all about.
But he didn't consult us about
now
that.
Keep your voice down.
Well, it's the principle of the thing. You don't start building extensions to someone else's house without asking their permission.
Well, maybe he just wanted a rough idea of what it would cost before he suggested it.
I don't understand why he won't go back and live with George. George has asked him. Oh, that was quick, Father.
I left the scrambled egg pan to soak, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you, Arthur, yes.
And I'll bid you good night, the two of you. I think I'll go up to my room.
Already? It's only 9 o'clock.
I'm aware of that, Peter, but I'm feeling very tired. Besides, I'm sure you'd like some time alone together before Elizabeth's working week begins.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Arthur. But you don't have to sneak off upstairs because of us, you know.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. I think I'll go up anyway. I'm sure you have a busy week ahead of you.
Well, I do, as a matter of fact. I have to see Lady Thackeray, for one thing.
See her?
Well, try to see her. She's written this corker of a letter about her sister Thelma Goff, which she wants published. I'm sure she'll regret half of what she says if we do publish it. So I thought I'd try and see her. It's always easier talking face-to-face than over the phone, isn't it?
Indeed. Well, I'll leave you two alone, then.
All right. Good night, Arthur. And thank you again for washing up.
Good night.
Good night, Father.
He seems a bit reproachful. Do you think he heard us talking about him?
I don't know, darling.
It's almost more difficult to cope with him when he's trying to please than it is when he's being difficult. I feel so guilty about him.
How do you think I feel? Do you know, ever since I sent off to all those old people's homes for detail, been watching the postman every morning.
Peter, I knew you'd regret that.
Yes, well, all right, I do. I tell you, every day I'm terrified he sees the post first. I feel such a brute, Liz, even contemplating the idea of putting Father in a home.
Do we have to watch this ghastly rubbish, Morris?
I like it.
But it isn't even funny.
Well, the audience seems to think it is.
Well, then they're morons. Or else they're paid to laugh. Or they're canned. Did you read this review by Hester Douthwaite in The Observer today?
Nope.
She's reviewing the book I did for Liz. The one on women and trades unions.
Oh, yes.
She thinks it's rather better than I did.
Oh.
She goes on about the unsung heroines who backed the American motor workers.
Huh.
Can't see what that's got to do with it. They weren't even unionized. The women, I mean. I don't suppose Liz told you whether she liked my rewrite or not.
No.
Did you ask her?
Nope.
Oh, honestly, Morris.
Look, Cressida, your relationship with the Herald is quite separate from mine. I've told you that. Now, if you want to know what Liz thinks about your review, you'd better ring her up or go and see her yourself.
Right, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I will, sir.
Oh. My God, if you're like this now, heaven help us all when you're editor.
Aye. Well, there's going to be a few changes, I can tell you.
Oh?
I am going to hire people for their professional expertise, not for who they know.
Are you referring to me by any chance?
No, if the cap fits.
You may not remember, but it was you who gave me my break with the Herald in the first place.
Aye, to review films. Not to sound off about things you know nothing at all about.
Like what?
Well, like women and trades unions, for one thing. Yeah, I mean, what can someone from your background know about the problems
God,
of working women?
Here we go again.
Well, it's true. I only had to look at the first sentence in that review of yours to know what it was going to be like. Full of patronising digs. And not a grain of sympathy for women who have to work for their living, or the way they've fought for the rights that you've got today.
I never thought of you as a champion of women's rights before, Morris.
Yeah, I don't know what Liz was thinking about, giving a book like that to someone like you.
Oh, well, you can sack her too when Milton promotes you to big white chief.
Aye, I might too.
Anyway, it's nice of you to warn me. I'm going to be made redundant.
What the hell did you do that for? Switch that on again. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Switch that television on, woman, or I'll give you...
You'll give me what? A bloody good hiding. Is this how you came to beat up your first wife, Morris? Because she wouldn't do as she was told.
You leave her out of it, you snooty cow, or I will land
you
one.
Don't you threaten me, Morris. This happens to be my flat you're living in.
I could have a forget
And I
it.
Think within the next few days you'd better find somewhere else to live. Morning. Can I help you?
Yes, you can. My name is Tyson. Arthur Tyson. I came in last week about a conversion. A bedroom with bathroom attached to be built over a back kitchen.
Yes, sir.
Well, you were going to send someone along to give me an estimate. And you haven't.
Oh, didn't we, sir? Well, that's very odd. Can you tell me your name again?
Arthur Tyson.
And the address?
Minden Road in Hampstead.
Just a second, sir. Well, you are down in the book... But no one came, you say?
No.
Well, just a minute, I'll see. Yes, I've got a note about this call here.
Yeah?
Yes, Mr. Waller did call, and he met another Mr. Tyson. A Mr. P. Tyson. Does he live there too?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Tyson, according to Mr. Waller, the other Mr. Tyson's the householder, and he doesn't want the work done.
If you'd like to come through, Miss Warner, Lady Thackeray will see you now.
Thank you. It's very good of you to see me, Lady Thackeray.
I only have a few minutes, Miss Warner. What can I do for you?
It's about your letter.
Yes. You did promise to publish it in full, I think.
Yes.
Well?
I wondered if perhaps you'd had second thoughts about it.
I seldom have second thoughts.
It is very forceful, and I think you may regret it if you publish it. If I could just remind you... my sister is a sour, embittered spinster who cannot forgive my darling mother for her love of life. She is mentally unbalanced. She's tried to destroy my own marriage. Do you really want us to print all that in the Hampstead Herald?
Indeed I do. This is nothing compared with the lies you swallowed from her about my mother.
But some of these allegations against your sister are libelous, Lady Thackeray.
Oh, so that's it, is it? You're worried about a libel action, are you, Miss Warner? That didn't seem to trouble you when you printed that drivel about my mother. But then, of course, it's safe to libel the dead, isn't it?
I don't think there was anything libelous in my article, Lady Thackeray. Even if your mother had been alive.
There wasn't a shred of truth in that article, Miss Warner. My mother was a wonderful woman. But, of course, I don't suppose truth matters to you. All you care about, you journalists, is stirring up trouble. And if there isn't any trouble, you'll concoct some.
Why, if that were the case, Lady Thackeray, do you think I'd be here now? I don't doubt that there are many people who would enjoy the scandal of seeing you vent your anger publicly on your sister. Whether a journalist or my own paper who'd say it was good journalism to pander to that. I don't agree with them, and that's why I'm here.
Are you saying you're here to protect me, Miss Warner? Because I can assure you I don't need your protection. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a charity committee meeting.
Well, I'm sorry to have taken up your time.
I advise you to publish my letter in full, Miss Warner. Because if you don't, I've every intention of making a complaint to the press council.
How about you, Father? You back?
Yes, Peter, I'm back.
Ah. Is it cold out?
Cold enough. There were rather a lot of letters for you on the mat.
Oh, I'll take them, thank you. Yes.
Can you spare me a moment, Peter? Or are you rushing off on some domestic errand as usual?
Well, it's almost time for me to pick up the girls from playgroup, Father, but yes, I can spare you a moment. What did you want?
I've just been along to see Cuthbertson and Price, Peter.
Oh, yes.
I think you might have had the goodness to tell me their man called, as I requested last week.
Well, Father, I think you might have had the goodness to tell me you'd asked them to call.
It was very humiliating for me to be told by a complete stranger that my son did not want a room built onto his house for me.
Oh, now, come on, Father.
I was only thinking of you, Peter, of ways to enable you to have Jeremy back here to live, ways which were economically feasible. I know how hard-pressed you are since you threw in your job at Abercrombie's.
But why didn't you ask me about it, Father, before getting Cuthbertson and Price over here?
It's clear you aren't interested in my attempts to help you out. You don't want the extension? That's that.
Now, look here, Father. I refuse to apologize over this. You are the one who acted out of turn.
It's been quite clear to me for some time that you cannot bear to have me around, Peter.
Oh, Father, that's simply not true.
Oh, yes, it is, Peter. Don't deny it. I've tried to be helpful while I've lived here. I've tried to keep out of your way.
Oh.
But it's quite clear that it doesn't matter what I do. You've made up your mind to be as disagreeable as possible.
Oh, Father.
And if I needed further proof that I'm not wanted, I certainly got it today when I walked through that door.
What do you mean?
Those letters which were lying on the mat, Peter. Two of them advertise quite openly on their envelopes that they are from old people's homes.
Oh, my God.
Well, you needn't worry. I won't stay where I'm not wanted, Peter. I shall make arrangements to get out of your way as soon as possible.